Dennis Rahm. Today's program is sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty. Making Waves is a production of LakeChelanNow.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our next edition of Making Waves here on Lake Chelan Now. Dennis Rahm with you, and one of our more unique locations to begin our opening segment. We've taken the show on the road to the Vogue, to Manson Fire Department, to the Lake Chelan Chamber, to Sunset Marina, all over the Lake Chelan Valley. Today, you might ask why. I would. Why are you at the hospital in Wenatchee? And long story short, I have been recovering for better than 2 weeks now on a hospital stay. And I just want to thank all of you who have reached out to me for your kind words and thoughts and prayers. And I'll be back to full strength soon. In the meantime, thought it might be fun to introduce a segment here where we kind of get to make this a family affair, because the content for this program is being provided by Lonnie Rahm, my wife, and of course, Jenna Rahm, my daughter. And one of the first segments is an all-time fun event in the Lake Chelan Valley. So many people look forward to this, the Lake Chelan Rodeo. And Lonnie Rahm had the chance to catch up with Rod Cool, who has been involved in this rodeo for a number of years. So let's take a quick check-in and find out what's all about this year's Lake Chelan Rodeo.
It's a beautiful morning up at Wrestler's Arena in the Union Valley, just outside of town. And right now it's awfully quiet. But in a couple of days, it's going to be full of lots of action and activity. I'm with Rod Cool, and we're going to be talking about the Lake Chelan Rodeo. So I've always wanted to say this and have it actually mean something. But tell me, is this your first rodeo?
Oh, heck no. No, I've been involved with rodeo. Actually, I started rodeoing when I was 8 years old, which would have been 44 years ago, or 46 years ago now, I guess. Geez, I'm getting old. But anyhow, right here in Chelan, I rodeoed in high school and a little bit in college, and then been putting on rodeos since 1986 as a production manager for, started out doing the WSU College Rodeo, and then back in 93 I started doing that here. So for the last 25 years I put on rodeos here in Lake Chelan.
So we can honestly say this ain't your first rodeo.
Not at all.
Not at all. So tell me a little bit about being a participant as well as being a spectator. What's your favorite rodeo event as a participant, and what's your favorite one as a spectator?
Well, when I was rodeoing, I tried to bulldog and I tried to ride bucking horses, and I was okay, but never good enough to be really good. And I really like watching the bucking horses, and that's probably my favorite event is the saddle bronc riding. And then also, since we started doing ranch broncs, had I been a little younger, I think I would have been, would really like to do that, where it's the working cowboys that ride in a regular stock saddle, and it's just western, and that's fun to watch. And you know, some of them put baby powder all over their horse and their hat, so it's a big dust cloud. It's western, and it's fun to watch.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Well, we're sitting in the bleachers right now. And of course, on Friday and Saturday, these are all going to be packed. The gates open at 5 and the show starts at 7:30 both days. Is this the best place to sit right here where I am, or what's the secret place to sit for the best view?
There really isn't a bad seat here at the Chelan Rodeo Arena. You're really close to the action. The you know, it's really nice to watch a rodeo at. The weather's going to be phenomenal. It's supposed to be 87. We start at 7:30. The sun goes behind the hill at 7:50. So by, you know, the second event, we're all in the shade. The lights are on. It's really comfortable. Actually, might even be sweatshirt weather this year by the end of the rodeo. So it's going to be a great night for watching a rodeo. You know, and like I said, there's not a bad seat in the house. Our rodeo, we try to make it fan-friendly. Whether it's your first rodeo you've ever been to or you're a diehard rodeo fan, you're going to really like the product that we put on for you.
I also hear a rumor that you're kind of fond of the announcer.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. My son, Tucker, you know, he started rodeoing right here in this arena. He actually started, he announced this rodeo while he was still in high school. The junior rodeo, that's where he got started at. Now he travels all over the Northwest as a rodeo announcer. He competed in both ends of the arena. He rode bucking horses and bulls, was a bulldogger and a team roper, still team ropes a little bit. You know, he was in junior high school, college rodeo, and then in a professional rank. So he knows the business. He's on the Pro West board of directors, so he understands that business end of it. And actually, he just bought a rodeo company as of today, so he's a stock contractor. So he's we're all in. And You know, he's a fourth generation competitor. My wife's grandfather was one of the original Cowboy Turtles Association, what is now the PRCA. My dad was an RCA cowboy. Both Cherry and I rodeoed, and both our kids have rodeoed. So he's a, you know, been in, it's in his blood. It's even cooler that my grandfather, his great grandfather, put on the very first Lake Chelan rodeo down on the beach, where the marina is now. That was the end of his orchard. He owned where the city park is, and he came here from Oklahoma. He wanted to be a cowboy. My grandma didn't want to leave, so he had to be an orchardist too. But he had raised a bunch of cows, and they had put on a friendly ranch rodeo between a few of the big cow ranches here in the valley and up the Okanagan and Methow, and that was the very first one back in 1921. So this is our 97th show. My family's been involved in it from the get-go, so it's kind of, that's why I do this, to keep that alive, just for my family. Plus, you know, I love the sport of rodeo, ever since I was a little kid.
So where can people get tickets?
We can buy pre-sale tickets down at Chelan Shell, and they're the same price as the tickets up here, but what it does is you don't have to wait in line. You can come right through the pass gate with your pre-sale ticket, and kind of treat you like a VIP. You get in, get your seats early. You know, we expect a good crowd both nights, so you know, it's advantageous to come early, because sometimes that line will be out there till 10 after 8, so you miss the start of it if you come late. Try to be here at 7:30, you're not going to get in on time. So you want to come early, and you know, camp out, get yourself a spot to sit, and take advantage. We have vendors, we have a beer garden, we have a really good cook shack. The FFA alumni has been doing that now for the last 20 years of cooking food, so Rick Hansen is our grill master in there, and he's got it down to an art on making a really good hamburger. So, you know, you got good food. Like I said, the beer garden's going to be open. Have 3 or 4 vendors coming, so be some stuff to do before the rodeo. Get a chance to see the cowboys warming up and everything else. And it's really up close and personal. It's a real fan-friendly rodeo.
Fan-friendly, family-friendly, food-friendly. All in all, a great weekend of rodeo up at the Lake Chelan Rodeo Grounds, the Rustlers Arena at the Lake Chelan Rodeo Grounds, just above the hospital in Union Valley. We hope to see you here before you leave, Rod. It wouldn't be a cowboy interview without one big yeehaw. Excellent. Thank you, Rod.
Great conversation, Lonnie and Rod Cool talking Lake Chelan Rodeo. Hope you get a chance to head on out to it this weekend at the rodeo ground. Should be a whole lot of fun. Before we head into our next segment, I want to remind you that this program be made possible and thanks to the sponsorship of Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan by Chelan Realty, and also thanks to the good folks at Chelan County PUD.
Chelan County PUD invites you to access over 700 acres of green through their park system on Lake Chelan and the Columbia River. Chelan Realty, the most experienced and knowledgeable real estate firm in the Lake Chelan Valley. The real estate professionals are recognized, respected, and recommended. Stop in at 141 East Wooden Avenue or visit chelanrealty.com. Locally owned and operated, buy from the experienced team, Chelan Realty. Did you know that Campbell's Pub and Veranda serves brunch every day? That's right, you heard us correctly. They serve brunch daily from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Sundays, they also have bottomless mimosas during brunch for $15. See you at brunch at Campbell's Pub and Veranda.
Well, we mentioned it was a family affair this week. We heard Lonnie speaking with Rod Cool about the rodeo. This time around, Jenna Rahm hooks up with Arturo Zavala, a realtor at Windermere Real Estate, to talk about the Windermere SUP coming up on August 4th.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Making Waves. I'm here today with Arturo Zavala, and we're going to talk about the Windermere SUP Cup. Hi, Artie.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. So I actually had the opportunity to participate in the SUP Cup last summer, and it was really fun. So maybe to start off, could you explain what a SUP is?
Yeah, absolutely. So SUP is an acronym for Stand Up Paddleboard, which, you know, our event is called the Windermere SUP Cup.
Okay, could you tell me a little bit about the history of this event? How long have you been doing it?
Yeah, thanks, Jenna. So actually, this year it's going to be our third annual Windermere Sup Cup event. It's an amazing philanthropy, 100% nonprofit event. All the proceeds go to the Chelan Volunteer Fire. The vibes that we get from the community, the support, the friends and family that come out and really engage into it to be social, fun, and be a part of something really neat is honestly amazing.
Have you been in charge of the event since its inception?
Yeah, and actually, the first year, 3 years ago, the inspiration behind it was, I own a couple paddle boards, and I really was thinking, how blessed are we to have this beautiful venue where we could do a paddleboard event? And I thought, how could we connect this to make it a really cool nonprofit philanthropy benefiting the community?
Yeah, I just got my first sup this year, and I've been out on it several times. It's like the best thing on earth. I don't know how I lived up until now without one.
Yeah, no, it really is something special. It's just something that you can kind of clear your mind away from, be at peace, and really enjoy the vistas that are around us naturally. So
I remember from last year when I participated that there's kind of a wide array of events going on for different levels of, experience and skill. Could you tell us a little bit about how the event breaks down?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked. So this year, actually, we're adding a few events. So we really like to embrace the non-competitive side and really embrace a fun, family-oriented atmosphere and a setting so that all ages, all skill sets are able to really take part and be a part of something really fun and cool. So this year what we have, starting from the more extreme side of the spectrum, we have our Lake Rider Challenge, which is one of our presenting sponsors this year. So we have a Fields Point race. So the paddleboarders will be racing from Fields Point to Chelan, which is 14.1 miles. It's really for the most extreme, avid paddleboarders. And, the next event that we'll have commencing at 7:30, on the opposite side of the lake, we'll have the North Cascade Bank Sprint, which is another one of our presenting sponsors. And that race is from Mill Bay Boat Launch to Chelan. It's 6.2 miles. More of a sprint, but still, you definitely have to have a lot of endurance. And then aside from those two events, we kind of take it back, take a few steps back in terms of the extremeness of the sport, and really go back to the family, fun-oriented atmosphere of it. So from 9 o'clock to about 10:30, we have from kid ages from 6 to 12, which are actually this year really neat. We'll have some free admission for those kids. They come out, they get to be a part of something, the great setting. A bunch of people out there, and parents can come out, and it's just going to be great. We have a couple other events, and actually, I didn't even talk about where this event is going to the majority of the event's going to happen. It's going to happen at the Riverwalk Park, just directly, about diagonally across the river from the pavilion around the Riverwalk, where you'll find our classic triangle race. So we'll have, our three buoys set out there. It's really going to be, maybe about a half a mile. So we'll have, the triangle course, we'll have the public race, business race as well, and a couple other ones.
Well, cool. That's really exciting. Yeah, I had a blast last year. I just did I think it was the triangle one or something around that size there in Riverwalk Park, and I won one of my heats, but then I got beat after that. I wasn't quite skilled enough. Are there any other activities that sort of surround this event that people should be aware of?
Yeah, so different from last year, this year we're going to have a beer garden off of the terrace there, which will have kind of a front row seats to what's really going out there. So Rotary is going to be helping us out with that. So they'll be hosting the beer garden and the barbecuing that's going on. I think we'll be doing hot dogs there for the afternoon. And then aside from that, we're working with the Chamber, which we're super happy to be able to get the equipment from them on their PA system to be running some music there at the park. And then we'll also have some lawn games for kids and families. So really just a lot going on. Just a great vibe, great entertainment. And what a better way to spend your Saturday. But if you're really looking to come out to enjoy Lake Chelan, we're actually offering a really neat opportunity this year, which will have camping for registrants that are participating in the Windermere SUP Cup. Really neat. So we worked with a city, and they're allowing us some designated camping area there at the utility fields. But you will be able to enjoy Friday and Saturday tent camping only for participants registered for this event. And it's at a really fair price at $50. And it's how that's going to work, and where you're probably asking, where is that money going? Well, $25 is going to the parks, and then $25 is going to the Chelan Volunteer Fire.
That's so cool. That's a great addition this year, because I know it can be a little tricky in August to find a place to stay here in Chelan. It's pretty hopping that time of year. Do I have to bring my own SUP, or do we have some available that we can use if we're not really good at this or we're a novice?
Yeah. So I'm glad you asked, Jenna. So actually, for anything that any of the events that are actually taking place around the Riverwalk, we will have paddle boards provided. We'll have life jackets provided. But you don't need a paddle board for those events specific to the Riverwalk Park. However, we will not be providing paddle boards for the Lake Rider Challenge nor the North Cascades Bank Sprint, because the biggest part of these two events and why people do it, not only for the competitiveness of it, but we decided to wave a little bit of a carrot, just like we did last year. For the Lake Rider Challenge, the winner of the men's and women's from Fields Point to Chelan will win $500 cash that day. And then for the North Cascades Bank Sprint, the winner of the men's and women's will be taking home $250 cash, which I'd like to emphasize that that's the main reason why we won't be providing paddle boards.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, that sounds really challenging. I don't know if I'm quite up to that yet with my SUP, but maybe next summer I might get there. Windermere SUP Cup, this is coming up this weekend, August 4th on Saturday. If somebody wants to register still, what are their opportunities to get registered for this awesome event?
Yeah, so a few options, thanks. The first one and foremost, sign up at www.windermeresupcup.com. Again, www.windermeresupcup.com. You will be able to sign up there as late as Friday on the website, Friday evening. Another option is please stop by at the office, 115 East Wooden Avenue, where myself or Kim Johnson will be able to help you sign up for this event, because you don't want to miss out. Last option, as long as you aren't signing up for Lake Rider Challenge or North Cascades Bank Sprint, you can sign up day of on Saturday, August 4th, before the events at Riverwalk Park.
Great. Well, that's a lot of great opportunities to still get signed up and take part in this really awesome activity that you got going on. And all these funds going to the Chelan Volunteer Firefighters, which is a great cause. So come on out and support the Windermere SUP Cup this weekend. Thanks, Artie.
Thank you so much, Jenna. Have a great day. All right, thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in to another edition of Making Waves. No Dennis, no Steve for the most part this week. We'll hope to be back at it soon. Thanks to Lonnie Rahm and to Jenna Rahm. Thank you, most importantly, for listening to these programs, and also want to commend all of our folks that interact with LakeChelanNow.com for providing so much of the information we've been able to access for our fire coverage with photos and reports. It has been instrumental in an undaunting effort to try and stay on top of this. So great job by the Lake Chelan Now crew, and again, a big pat on the back to all of our users out there that visit us at LakeChelanNow.com or via our social sites. So long for now. We'll see you next week.
this week. Thanks for listening, and remember, all weekly episodes of Making Waves can be found under the Listen tab on our website at lakechelannow.com. This episode has been sponsored by Campbell's Resort at Lake Chelan and by Chelan Realty.